Really, I would like to have done an Tzamach Aleph and Tzamach Beis this week. Seems that fulfill the Hesbek. And we'll go through Tzamach Aleph a little bit. See the, some of the halachas that will play out in my mind. Start with a divrei mutter. Kavachayim says in Siman Beis, Sif Beis. Says the Kav HaChaim, Michlal Bozeh, Shela Yudcha Atma Yimiyim Liyayim, Lain Bar Mocha Asil, Mocha Espal V'Kavono, Ki Ein Leila Odom Bar Elomoy, Lai Eita Yim, Lai Eita Shoshay Mizbo. Very often people say, tomorrow I'll start, next week. We'll start, Elul Ha'am will start. There's always what to push off to. The days go by, and the months go by, and you're still holding out, you're sitting in Tamar Halach. The Mele, Ein Lei La'odam Ela Oisa Ayin Reis Vesho Shayin. Okay. Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Shema has Ramach Tevei, and a person has Ramach Tevaron. The Mele, a person is through, so he brought down the Shanela, through the Ramach Tevei, he's Masakim, the Ramach Ivan. Shavuot is even with Baruch Shem Shavuot Ramach Ivan Be'ed, there's only Reish Mem Hei. So there's three Afsharias of how to get up to Reish Mem Chet. Either for a person to say Kel Malachem before him, or to listen to the Shas say Hashem Lekeichem Emes, or to Mechav with the Tez Vavin, which is, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch means Tez Vavin in the Gematria of Tishim, which is three times Shem Hashem, Yitke Vavke, with the Dalai Yitke. Or for the Ramah, it's really 91 we want, so it's together with the Kriya, Tezva Vavin together with the Kriya is 91, which is also the Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Shem Adna, and it's also the Gematria of Amein, those are 91. The Skiwa is if you have Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Shem Adna, and Amein, the Skiwa you have those three Shemas of Hashem and Kei Chanem, which the Gain says that that's, if you want to be Mechavan one, that's the rest of you want to be Mechavan, like your Ramah, gives it Kama Taimim why. Shem is which one is the best one? So Pashas Hashem Lekeichem Emes, it seems from the ready from the Rishayim, from the Zoya, the best one is Mimchavas Hashem Lekeichem Emes. However, what do you do when you're in the middle of Shema? In the middle of Shema, you're not holding by the end, by the time the Chazan gets up to Hashem Lekeichem Emes. Says the Shari Tshuva, not a problem. Stop in the middle and Mimchavas what the Shas says. Even though you're in the middle of Shema, you stop in the middle and listen to the Shas, that's considered as if you raise your Chiyuv. However, says Chaim Kanievsky, he says that Dafke helps when you're holding by Kriya Shema. Mi shalai yishlim Kriya Shema v'kar hiktim ha-shaf v'sim yitzitev sh'yam v'mokim shuv yishtev. Says the Shari Shuvah. Dafke if you're mi shalai yishlim Kriya Shema. But if you're holding a bit of Kriya Shema, it's not going to help you. It's mainly going to have to take care of them. However, as long as you finish the bit of Kriya Shema, and even if you're holding before you finished Avar Alu, you're holding the four Shema Yisrael. You can also be Yetzir, says the Sefer HaChaim, Shem Kluger, they can be Yetzir with Hashem Lekeichem Emes of the Chazan. And not only that, it says even if you're holding an Emes V'yaptiv, you finish the Bracha B'Fal, you finish Shema B'Fal, and you're holding the middle of Emes V'yaptiv, you can also be Yetzir with Hashem Lekeichem Emes of the Chazan. In other words, after the Bracha before, and you're not Yetzir, you wouldn't be able to stop unless. But the Bracha afterwards, you would be able to. The Chari Yisrael is very, very glad. Says Ramesh is Madaik in Negus Ramesh Chelikay Madaik. He says that if you hold, we'll see very soon that Machlekes whether or not the Chazan says Hashem Lekeichem Emes. If he says the first Emes when he's going to repeat Hashem Lekeichem Emes, it's the Emes the first time. In other words, is the Emes included in the amount of the Ramach Tevim? So if you hold that the first Emes or the Emes that the Olam says is included in the Ramach Tevim, then come to us, you already started the bracha. Ramesh is Ma'ir. You already started the bracha of Emes V'yaptiv when you're being mashlem your Ramach Tevei of Shema. So you already said Emes. Emes starts the bracha of Emes V'yaptiv. So you said Emes. That's 245, number 245 for him. And then he listens to the Shas say Hashem Lekeichem Emes. And he's mashlem in the middle of his Hashem Lekeichem Emes. In the middle of his Emes V'yaptiv, he's mashlem his Kriya Shema. If you hold that, you get to it the Emes. No, you finished your Shema. Yeah, you're still holding 100%. You're still holding. You're not being mafik. You're not being mafik between Hashem Lekeichem and Emes. You're satisfied you're holding in the middle of Emes V'yaptiv. And even so, you ate your Shema. Eva said, very poor, Mr. Tevachayim said, Even in the middle of Emes Yatsev, you can be Yetzir Chiyav of Shema Kechem.
Even in Shema?
That's where the Shari Shuv is going. Ah, what do you do if in the middle of the first pasuk of Shema? The Chalal. So I had the Shaila, Shema Shkina, about a week and a half ago. I said Shema Yisrael. And then the Chazan of Shema Kechem. So now I'm stuck. You're not supposed to be Mefana Libre in the first pasuk, you're not supposed to think about anything else. So you're not supposed to stop doing Mechavim with the Shas. But then again, if I'm going to go back and say Kehmah of Nambon, I'm going to say Shema Yisrael again. And you're not supposed to say Shema Yisrael another time. What? So if you say it out loud, we'll see. That's a few different times. What? First pasuk of Shema. So I asked Rabbi Kotzi, he says, there's nothing to do with Mechavim with the Tez Balvavim. And the Chanami, you suck. Don't be Mechav, don't go back and say Kema of Nemos, and you can't be Mechav to the Chazan. So the Chanami, you suck. You get the Vavim. What's that? You yourself say Hashem Kechem Emes. So there is such a sudden, it seems that the Arizal did say Hashem Kechem Emes, the Baal Tanya in the Siddur says to say Hashem Kechem Emes. But the Aruch HaShulchan is Matmiya, how can you go ahead and say Hashem Kechem Emes? If you're going to say three words, don't say Hashem Hashem at all. That's what he says. So Hashem Kechem Emes is something that they were talking to the Chazan for every Yochad to do it. There we don't find there such a thing. He says he doesn't understand how people could do this. The Shaila is, what do you do if you're holding by, you're about to start Shema, and you realize you're not going to make it before the Shas gets up to Hashem Kechem Emes? Is it better for you to say Kiyom Melech Ne'amon, or should you go and in the middle of Vav, in the middle of Vayim Shema, you'll listen to the Chazan say Hashem Kechem Emes? So I saw from Khan Kinevsky, he went to the time of that it's better to say that it came off now. It's really what you're talking. He brings that early. He brings down that Daf Lincoln. He brings down that his father is Mustafik. It's the Kiris Yaakov. His disciple is Mustafik. Whether or not Hashem Kechem Emes, on the whole din of the Shari Tshuva, whether or not you could be Yoytzi with what the Chazan says, you're going to stop and listen in the middle, or you could be Yoytzi in the middle of Shema. So going with that, so the Khan is better to say that it came off now. But we that go with the Shari Tshuva pastors, that you could listen, you could be Yaita, and the Chanami instead of work with, the best thing would be to go with Hashem Kechem Emes. That's the Seichel, so Kema of Neman, it's the Shaila whether or not it's Hesed. The Ramban, they both hold that it's Hesed to say Kema of Neman. Hashem Kechem Emes, Pashas of Yaita, if you know what it's Hesed. Well, Shaila is maybe you see the Seichel, maybe you can't be Yaita with what he says in the middle, but not if it's in Hesed. The best thing is Hashem Kechem Emes. Even if you're not going to make it in time, Hashem Kechem Emes. After that, if you're biyachad b'chol, say Kiyom Melech Ne'amon. And if you're stuck in the middle of Shema or something like that, then b'mechav v'tez v'vavim. That's Sivkan. That's Siv Gimel. Mishabur Sivkan Vav. In Sivkan Ches, Mishabur brings down. Says, what does the Shas do? The Shas is going to say Hashem Kechem Emes, and then he's going to say Hashem Kechem Emes again. So he really has a total of Reish Mem Tes. He really has 249. So Machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef and the Goyim, what's the right thing to do? The Sarma Lomri, Maris. Do we say that the Shas says Hashem Kechem Emes the first time, and the Emes that he says when he says it Hashem Kechem Emes another time? We don't count the second Emes. So he's left with 248. Or, the Shas doesn't say Emes the first time. So he's left with 245. And then he repeats it, he says Hashem Kechem Emes, and he has 248. So the Adreis is there, Shimshin, on the Shulchan Aruch, and I saw that the Mishnah says the same thing. The Mishnah says in Chelakei, they want to make sort of game pshar. They say, if the Shas doesn't have to wait for somebody, let's say he's not in a meeting that they wait for the Rav to finish. So he's going to say Hashem Kechem Emes, and right away he's going to say Hashem Kechem Emes again. So the whole problem is, the only reason we have to say Emes right away is because you're not supposed to stop between Hashem Kechem and Emes. But if right away, anyhow, you're going to say Hashem Kechem Emes another time, so Mamela, it's not a problem, so you're not supposed to say it the first time. They say, if you're not going to say it, they make it sure. If you don't have to wait for somebody, for Rav to finish, so Mamela, say Hashem Kechem Emes. Mashenkin, if you're going to have to wait for somebody, so then it's going to be a big heftik between Hashem Kechem and the Emes, say Hashem Kechem Emes the first time, wait till the Chazan finishes, and say Hashem Kechem Emes again. That's how the Chazan told me the mindset, so that's the best thing to do. The clearer you have the...
So you have to take off
רק תמחת למשך על זה. לא, 100%. What, he should be mechavan that it doesn't count for the whole tibur?
You
should never say him. The problem is that you can't be a mamzer to Hashem alakim my nemes. That's the problem. So if you're going to say right away, says Ramesha, you're going to say right away, so it's not considered as if you're a mamzer to Hashem alakim my nemes. Mashenk? What? So we have this problem. So when you can be mekayim both of them, so you don't have to say the first time, you have the best of both worlds. But if you can be mamzer, then you have a problem. מה ציבור יעשו? זה מחצת השקל, מחצת השקל אומר ש... אבל הבעיה הוא יש לך...
אבל אתה לא
נכון מאוד.
ואם אני
זה הבעיה, זה מה ש... זה מה שברור מביא מהגוין. אז לא כדאי להגיד את זה. יש בעיה משני צדדים. אתה לא אומר את האמת, אז אתה מפסיק. אתה כן אומר את האמת, יש באמת. אז הפשור זה הכי טוב. מה שלפעמים אתה... אתה יוצא עם זה בכבוד. Why isn't he eating the second element? According to those sheets, that's it. In a kind of... Pasha says to everybody else is also in a minute. Marcus is a shekel F on that. He says, the Magna Rosa, the many said MS also. It's all different. In Sif Kong says Zayin, Sif, the end of Sif Gimel, the Ramah brings down, Rak Yimer, Omei Nacha Hashat, Sif Nassayim Abrocha, Vechei Noe Gim, Enochanu. So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Ayin Masha Katsav Nu Le'el, the Chatzil Yoyit Ketev Shishayim B'Shavim Hashat. The best thing to do is to Mishayim together with the Hashat, Aboi Chabah Mei Tobi Ava. That way you must, Nofik, Afuki Nafshim Yifukto. Mafagis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, what the night should say Amen, after Avar Abba. So Mela ends with him at the same time, therefore you don't have any Yishav of the Fall. However, in places, let's say the Mir and Yeshiva, or other places, that the Olam is not Messiah together, or then, and you hear the Shah say, Abarach Rama Yitzel V'Ava, especially they do say Amen. It's not like a Gaal Yisrael, some Shailas, Pashas over there also, by Bengul and Tzvila, also you say Amen. But if you hear, the best thing is to be Messiah together with the Shah. However, if you want Messiah together with the Shah, then you do say Amen. The Pashas, even if you heard somebody else say, Abarach Rama Yitzel V'Ava, you also say Amen. Because the Chval, the Kenzan is really no matter how you're going to get to this. I don't know if they saw a Simenon test or not. The end of Simenon test, the whole Shabbat comes from the Ramban. The Ramban on the Afir Allah says, you're not supposed to say, Omein Achabrifas Asim. When you say Afir Allah, when you say Abarach Abba Amein Tobi Abba, you shouldn't end Omein. Like, V'nei Yishalayim Rakesh Meir Abbeinu, Baruch HaShem Meir Bachol Yishalayim Amein. They always say Amein. Or Yishalayim, you say Amein at the end. Says the Ramban, you should... Ahoina Omein Achabrifas Asim, Ba'avar Abba, Arin Zabor. You're mafsik. And he says, I told this to the Ramah, I asked the Ramah what I should do, and he says the same thing, you shouldn't be saying Amen. Now we saw the Ramah in Simon Samach Aleph, that's where it brings down the Ramah. The Ramah says, that's after Acha Berchaz Asmai. But if it's after the Bracha of the Shas, or the Chari anybody else, then it's not a problem. So even the Shita that answered is masking that when you hear from somebody else, you're not saying Amen. Now the Machlokes, the Bir Alokha brought down at the end of the test, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh. Lo yana omei nachat sima berich abam yisrael bi'avo shouldn't have a heftik. What's that talking about? Is that talking about you yourself said the bracha? You shouldn't say amen afterwards? Or is it talking about when you heard from somebody else? So Moshe Berurah brings down the Bir Alacha brings down two stuff. For some reason he's mashriya. Says from the Pashtus Mashmois of the Beis Yosef is it's talking about that when you're it's talking about even when you hear from somebody else. But he's in the Tzafut. There's another Tzafut that it's Tzafut going when you heard it, when you yourself said it. But if you heard from somebody else, then you say Amen. So it could very well be, the Tzafut Kodan says, any Shita that holds that it's us to say Amen after Rabbi Shalom Amen Tzol B'Yavah. So this one, you hear it. First of all, it's Tzafut Kodan. And even according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem.
See, the
Tzafut Kodan,
the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzafut Kodan, the Tzaf
It's not clear, but they don't do anything. It's not clear exactly what he's saying. Don't you understand me? Well, what's it saying? How are we possible to get to it? Kenzan, that's after when it's Acharas. When it's Acharas, that's the same thing. Sivvot. Torek la'arach b'chesh alecha k'nish yamach ha-kadosh b'orchu b'shamayim v'orim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, who brings down two sheetahs. V'yishevim sh'lei yarach b'chesh klal rak yichavan ha-kol b'dalas v'chesh klas v'adim v'biru. He brings down the Berurah. That says you shouldn't be mechavan in the ches, be mechavan everything in the dalas. Okay, that's the pashtus. I've seen this brought down from Gedera, but they said that's the best thing to do because the people are going to say echo od. They're going to mess it up and ain't mashmoy said a word of echod. You try echod. Everything they're going to do to your marriage, you could very well mess it up. So the best thing is to mechavan at the end. However, that's the move of the shayla. How do you mechavan? How you marach in the dalas? So for those that say that that's the raya to the teimanim, that it's a dalas, and then you could be marach. However, if you look at the Bach, what the Bach says. That yarach b'neshima she'achar the dalet. After you finish the dalet, you could be marach b'neshima. After you finish, you're not saying the dalet anymore, you're marach. And the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is, yarach b'machshav tzoy, since you can't be marach in the dalet, yarach b'machshav tzoy l'amlichei b'dalet, rukas b'kriyat ha'dalet, v'achareo, v'terem she'af l'baroshim. Then in Echaram, you start having a machshav of the dalet rukas, the imam lachat b'adosh brachon, the dalet rukas when you sing the dalet. But you finish after you finish the even after you finish the echod you could be mechavan in the dalad rufay. And the yarech doesn't mean in the dalad it's b'machshav. And I saw that I was brought down by somebody asked Rabbi Yashin what he's mechavan, what is he doing afterwards before he says Baruch Hashem. He sees that it takes a little while. He says that he's being mechavan like this Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's why I saw brought down. Somebody asked him should he do like the teimanim to be chavan the yarech and dalad. He says no, you do like b'marach b'machshav. That's how Brooklyn is also Michael, that's the Pashtus, that's how many of them say. So Kumtes, it could be Marek, it could be Mechavan, Lacher, the whole thing at the end of the word. The Ches also it could be Mechavan, as you're saying it, and finish it up when you finish the word. The Mishabur says, the Shekhanar says, Sifir Gimel. After Shemir Pasuk Rishay, Torah Leimer Baruch Shem Kfer Malchus Yilom Ve'ed B'Chashay. There's really one left before that. Being grateful. Shekir Kfer Shema Mitzotzei Mutzei Lifnei Kfer Lepash V'Lach Shem Kfer Also Leimer Shema Shema Ve'in Spam. Sif Tet. Ve'in Shem Kfer Lepash Ve'in Shem Shema Shema Ve'in Shem Kfer Lepash Pasuk Rishay. However, in certain times, Mutzei Kfer Shema Mitzotzei Mutzei Lifnei Kfer Lepash V'Lach Shem So the Mishnah Berurah brings down what are you supposed to do, however, if you're mechavan. If you're mechavan in the first pasuk, so you have to be mechavan, so mitzvah d'arei, so you have to go back and be mechavan. So what are you supposed to do? So he brings down, yach to be yikir b'lachash. Vim lakashayu l'kilo b'kol ron motor. And then he brings down the samach that Taz says, or you could wait a little bit of time in between the first kriya and the second kriya. Neim ashtikin etem kein kher v'yiz from retufin. Right? Kilo m'gun or nabi l'yadim. You could either say quietly, and no one should hear you. If no one's around, you could even say it aloud. Or if there's no people around, you could just wait a little bit and say it the second time once, it's not a problem. The Atzobah of Master Chiddush brought down, Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Stipler. He says, from the Chazanish, he says, the Chazanish, yet the Chazanish, let's say somebody was Mechavan in the first bracha of Shmuel Esther. So the Chazanish says, as long as you finish the as long as you haven't started the second bracha of Shemayin Esrei, you can be mechavan in your mind the whole bracha, first bracha of Shemayin Esrei, and be yetzir yachid. And he says the same thing with the first pasuk of Shema. As long as you haven't gotten weiter, you can be mechavan. You said Shemayin Tzalashem Yashem Yachad, what's mechavan at all? Think in your mind, Shemayin Tzalashem, the type of the verter, and that works. So, to me it was the plia, the gala. You're saying the word without the kavana, and you have the kavana without the word. That's only the last word that you're saying. It's the last word you're saying. Mechavan the dalet, mechavan with the neshima afterwards. But if mechavan the first word that you said, I mean, this is what the Chazanish is saying. But on the past word that I just said, you don't, can't always think of the kavana on that word. But if you have the 10 words before him, 20 words before him, 30 words before him, the beginning of the first brachas we're announcing. Even Baita, I still brought down. If you want to be real in my prayer, I'm not being too serious. You say the whole word. But each word has a mashmoy. The whole problem is that the word doesn't have a mashmoy. That's what they said. It doesn't have a mashmoy. The word wants to have a mashmoy. Okay. Pasha ze lo mori. Pasha ze lo mori. Achir shakir shmata lo mekayim. Ze gam rak shata oini. Nira ze, bezant Hashem. Simit samar ben. So he says, there's even a bigger kaddish that Shem Zalman brought down. If a guy's in the middle of Shemayat, we'll get up to the Shemayat. If a guy's holding Shemayat Tzvila, the meal is Achiv Lachav in the first bracha. He says, since Hagam, the person that asked the question, said that he heard from the Chazon Ish that you could even think about it afterwards. He says, since the Chazon Ish says such a chiddush, so Meila, after he used to say, you should be Machav in everything from the first bracha until Shemayat Tzvila, wherever you're holding, to be Yetzir Chiv. Because the Mikra didn't even supposed to go back. Just we're scared that the next time you go back, you're not going to be Mechavan either. So maybe that's what we should do. Okay, massive Chiddush. So, I saw... However, I saw Badan, that night, he was Mazur, he says that the Chazon Ish was Mazur with him, because that's the Derek. Or you may have a chakras mizbain to Masha Imre. You say something, then you mizbain to what you say. Well, the chakras say, you say the entire bracha of Shemir Esther, and then you mizbain to the massive Chiddush. Okay. I asked Rebecca if you could be Yetzer for, if he didn't have Kavanah for Shema, can you have it in mind afterwards, first off? He says, no, you shouldn't have it in mind, you should go back and say it another time. You can't go say it another time. So he says, wait a little bit, like that other Cheshmer the Taz. So I said, how about saying Baruch Shem Kvayim Alpha Salam Vez? Chai Odin says, the best thing to do is, or Mechavan, is say the whole first parsha until the end of the house. Because we see Al Mitzvah, it's not a problem to do that. So we see, since there's some Shittas of the Holy, they say the whole first parsha is not a problem, but when you say it twice, so he says, Maria, let's say the whole first parsha, go back to the same thing again. And so Berkeley says, no, because then you shouldn't do that, because then you can be mafkid between your Chol Mad Esher, you shouldn't be mafkid between Avar Ava and Shema. And then you can go say the whole parsha, and then first start saying Shema again, the Shema that you're going to be Yetzer. So the best thing to do is, like the Savatah, is wait a little bit without saying anything, and say it again. Or the Chara, you could say, if there's no one there. What? There it's not a problem to say it again. So you could hear again. It's not a problem to lean again. Here you have a problem saying Shema twice, and you have a problem you're not supposed to go back by the first breath of Shema Nefesh. Chara, well, there you have the Isra, that's Isra, you can't be cynical. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that Dafka Kishakiri Kishma Mitzvah, it's mutter to say it again. But any other time, it's not mutter to say Shema another time. However, it says the Maimon Mordechai that if you're doing Shnei Mekevecha Targum, it's not a problem to say Shema twice. You could say, even if you're doing Pasuk by Pasuk, you could say Shema Yisrael Shem Geshem Echad, and then say it again, and then say the Targum. It's not a problem. The Chara, that's the Heter, the Eilim was asking, what's the Heter to sing the songs of Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael, you can say it six times. I went to Dafka Mitzvah. You're not saying it, the Kavan is Muchas the way that the Chazon Ish, the Maimon Mordechai says, because Muchas from what you're doing, you're saying Shnayim is Vechat Agam, you're not coming to be Mekabal Moshamayim twice. Chorik, well, come, that's how the digging goes, and you're not saying it's Mekabal Moshamayim, it's Muchas also. Muchas Mitzvah, they're not doing it Mekabal. And the Hanami, if you're doing it, and you're closing your eyes, and you're putting your hand on your eyes, hands on, it's a problem. After Pas Gerishim, Sifir Gimel, Tarek Leimer, Be'er Shem, Tveir Machus, Ilam, Ve'er Bechashayim. The Shaila is, what does that mean, Bechashayim? Is it, do you have to be Mashmila Oznay or not? So, Bechur, this is totally, I thought we would get to Simon Tamach Bey, where we talk about the Halachas of Mashmila Oznay. But the Chorus is telling you the timing for why it doesn't have to be Mashmila Azim. Doesn't it? We'll see maybe it'll be Mazda a little bit later on. her telling the Kavachayim is a topic by Shema Yisrael, let's say you're by Hasan, and there's the band is playing, so you can't hear what you're saying. Do you have to scream Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael or not? Her telling the time of the Pashas and the Shashanim, telling the time of what's Pshad and Shema, that's Shem Mokhi, I guess, when you get to Shema Big. Well, her, let's see that, it's telling also Baruch Shem Kerem of Shem. When Ezra Bergeson said that we see that there's a din of lachash by Kriyas HaTorah. The person, the oiler for Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to say, he's supposed to read along, that his bracha shouldn't be a bracha vatal, he's supposed to read along the lachash. Says the Shulchan Aruch, he says that he shouldn't be mashmi lozen. The Ramah says, no, he could be mashmi lozen also. So we see when there's a din of lachash, it's said that you don't even have to be mashmi lozen. It's called common, a din is to say a bechashai, you don't need a. However, we see by Shmuel Nesser, the Madama was over there, by Kriyas HaTorah, the Madama, the din of lachash over there, is the din of lachash by Shmuel Nesser, and Shmuel Nesser, you are supposed to be mashmi lozen. But, okay, we have to see the Chorer of Hashem, we'll get to that in the next time. There's one other halakha, it really says to you base, that Torah is not for Elanesh, Hashem Bracha Beis Pavim Amen. So, the same way you're not going to say Shema Shema, you're not going to say Amen either. So, the Shaila is, what do you do when you're in a minyan, and they're saying, three people are saying Kaddish. And this guy finishes and gets up to Mini Yishmer Abba, then the second later this guy gets up to Mini Yishmer Abba, and this guy gets up to Mini Yishmer Abba. We're Amen. It's not a problem with Mucha, Lachar. Even if it's, I think it's Mucha, I understand there are two different ones. Nishma. What's that? That you're saying it on that bracha. The Ramah says bracha, but you're saying the Mishnah Berurah bracha brings down the Ganei to that. Here, two brachas that you shouldn't say. In Mizdamla, that's Amen al Beis Varm. Efshar the Amen Echad Yawa Lekan Lekan. That's going that your Imam is hearing at the same time. Why do you say it's bracha mitir? It happens to be that the Pri Chodesh is more makrid when you get to Amen, at least to Emes. Then to Shema. Hagamah it says MS has to Ugava. It doesn't say Mashtikim, it says he's more Masa than we get to MS than we get to Shema. But some Shalakadosh Baruch Hu MS, Ken Zayin is more of a Mokin to be Masa. So Mr. Brewer says you have two Epsharis. You can either say one Amen, it goes on both, or you say Amen Vamen. And Mr. Brewer says, if it's after Tichin and Dibur, then it's not a problem. Then your Masa, it's not a problem, you're allowed to say Amen on both of them. However, if it's Tichin and Dibur, so then you can say it after the second one, and you get both of them. The truth is that you could either, even the Eved, if you said it after the first one, the halacha is, but it's more in Nadarim, that the person is Kareya al-Mesa, and then the guy dies, says the Yibu afterwards, and gets his Kriya. It could work, say the Yibu for afterwards also. He said also, there's a mitzvah bali yodcho on the first one. So the pasuk is, and so the you could say Amen on either the first guy, or the second one, and you get it for both of them. But in the Chanaam, if it's after the Yibu, you can say Amen on both of them. The Bir Alacha, and the Din of Baruch Shem Kohen Malchus Tzvi L'Am Voed, the Bir Alacha says, what do you do if you weren't Mechavin in Baruch Shem? The Chatzila, we'll see later on, you have to be Mechavin in Sim Samach Gimel, you have to be Mechavin in Baruch Shem Kohen Malchus Tzvi L'Am Voed also. What do you do if you weren't Mechavin? So the Bir Alacha basically comes down, it says, if you weren't Mechavin in Baruch Shem, and you haven't started Vahafta yet, you should go back to Baruch Shem Kohen Malchus Tzvi L'Am Voed and say it again. However, if you already said Vahafta, you don't have to go back. Unless you didn't say Baruch Shem at all. So he says that you should say wherever you're holding. And Kenzan Gamzem Misaradin actually the Gamzeh in Tarak Misaradin. In Safik, the Kenzan you don't even have to say Baruch Shem at all. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan goes. The Aruch HaShulchan says you should not say Baruch Shem once you miss it. You should not say a Baruch Shem at any point, not even being a Falcon. And that's how the Ramesh goes also. Ramesh says the Abbey is Matmi on the Bir Alacha. He says, how could you say Baruch Shem Kohen Malchus Tzvi L'Am Voed in the middle of Kriyas Shema? No Shachas to that anything. If you want to say that Shachas to the Shema Yisrael, it's going to the Shema Yisrael like we saw. That's why you're allowed to say Baruch Shem three times. It's not a problem because it's going back on the Shema Yisrael. Going back on the Shema Yisrael. So Aganda would Matmi between Shema and Va'afto. But that's what it's going on. But to say Shema in the middle or even Ben Abraham, it's no Shachas to anything. You missed it, you missed it. And then the Chami, it's Yireh Tirchiv and what happened. You're Chatzar Ramach, what can you do? 100%. And if you didn't say Kiamach, then you're also Chatzar Ramach. It's not going to end the day just because you're Chatzar Ramach. To be mafik, you know, it shouldn't be able to be mafik. The bechlal. What's that? Could very well be because the shalom tayyakov is not considered hefzik as a tefli dibur. It's one of the shalom and rishonim. The reason why there's a whole din of tefli dibur, the beinu tamim is down, and the rabbis doesn't. The reason why there's a whole din of tefli dibur in the takanit, since we they were misakan, they allowed to be shalom tayyakov in kriyashma, which is tefli dibur. So maybe they always said that it's never considered a hefzik. That's only with something which is tefli dibur. Baruch Hashem shalom tayyakov is a lot more than tefli dibur. Considered up. Let's stop with whether or not they say Baruch Hashem twice. That's to be mafik in economics, but that's not talking about being mafik in the middle of Kriyashma. Whichever way you're going to learn, you still can be mafik in the middle of Kriyashma. They're misakin, the maisa in Kriyashma, they're misakin to be mafik with Roshim for all the after Shema. They were never misakin at any other point. You're saying, maybe, even when you're not saying it on Kriyashma, since originally you were just coming Kriyashma, it's not a problem. But when you want to say it in the middle of Kriyashma, after Asati Masara 73, that's zikr considered hefzik. Zikr. See, because the din of Baruch Hashem, that the Mishnah Berurah says Bechashai, he says, what's the reason why it's supposed to say Bechashai? Shekhar Yaakov Avinu Lebona, because the Chazal was a king, and the Sati Meneshkino. He says, maybe somebody wasn't, oh, Divach, that is Megit of Derech Ha'emet. So, he says they want to be Megal of the king, and the Sati Meneshkino. So, in the Pesach, it's chosen that maybe somebody was not of the Rishon Gedalia. He said, Shema Yisrael, talk to Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So he said, ah, Baruch Hashem Kvenu Mechutz Imam Ve. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Daf and Vav, so what are we supposed to do? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Should we say it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Should we not say it? Yaakov said it. So what should we do? We'll say it for Chashai. So Shalai HaBechal, how does that help that it? We say it for Chashai? So afterwards, Rabbi Yashar asked the Kashi in his Oret HaBrochus. He brought them. But the Tzlach, the Tzlach says, he says, Pshat in this, and through this he wants to be melech from those that say Baruch Hashem Kvei Mechutz Imam Ved aloud. Her passage in the Gemara at Mashma, you should never be able to say Baruch Hashem Kvei Mechutz Imam Ved aloud. Says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so we're not going to say it. Yaakov Avinu did say it, so we should say it. We'll say it b'chashai. That passage is any time. You should always say, somebody says a bracha levatala, he's supposed to say, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, he's supposed to say Baruch Hashem Kvei Mechutz Imam Ved. Should you say it b'chashai? Mechar lefidus. You should say it b'chashai. Oh! As if that's very good. 100%. As if it's a tzlach, the Chokhma Shleimer brings down, the Chokhma Shleimer in Sefer Gimel, on the Shulchan Aruch brings down the tzlach. The tzlach, if you look at the tzlach, he doesn't bring down the question, but if you look at the tzlach inside, the tzlach comes, he could answer the question. He says, there's many Tishmei Nefer also. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Tishmei Nefer, didn't say Tishmei Nefer. There's many different things. Well, they rely on it. You see if Tishmei Nefer didn't say. Whatever it is, all the different things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, that we say. So the tzlach says, by itself, that the whole problem of saying it is that when you're going to be mafik in Kriyashma. You're going to be mafik in Kriyashma, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. You can't say it. Yaakov Avinu did say it though. After Shema Yisrael, we find that Yaakov Avinu did say Shema Hashem Kvei Mechutz Imam Ved. So remember, what should we do? Should we be mafik? Should we not be mafik? Zot Ne'er Seyeh B'Chashai. How does that help? Even though Oz looks like the Chacham Shleimer, he wasn't involved in Kriyashma. Then when they said Shema, but he wasn't involved, it was different than Chacham Shleimer. But maybe according to this, Zot Tzlach, it's maturist. Why are you allowed to say it on Yom Kippur? Why are you allowed to say it on, at the end, the Baruch Hashem Kvei Mechutz Imam Ved aloud three times. After a Baruch Hashem Kvei Mechutz Imam Ved, you're allowed to say it aloud. Because the whole problem is to be mafsik. In fact, what are you talking about? We don't see that Yaakov Avinu was in the middle of Shema at that time. He says, fuck it, I'll bring you Raya and I'll you. Because in Yom Kippur we say, Baruch Hashem Kvei Mechutz Imam Ved, aloud, after Shema Yisrael. If the whole problem is to be mafsik, then even in Yom Kippur you shouldn't say it aloud. So let's say Elamai, that's not the time. If you look at Tafri Yishin Tev, the Torah brings down a different time. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shema, and he heard the Malachim saying, Baruch Hashem Kvei Mechutz Imam Ved, and he brought it down. He didn't want to say it aloud, because Malachim shouldn't hear him saying that Shema. Why need two different times? I'm not going to know what they're talking about. But he says, if that's the reason why, I'm other words, we're not on the darga of malachim to say it out loud. It's mamela on Yom Kippur, you're on the darga of malachim. Mamela, you have to say it out loud. Not a problem. Eivazil, if it is, you shouldn't be able to say Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Ver out loud after Baruch Vatol. That's all that's talking about down. It's still being down from somebody else, Rabbi Yashu, he says, Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Ver, you always say Balachash. Even after Baruch Vatol, you say Balachash. In Kippur Kofen, you say Balachash. And the Sakha Minyanim, that's it, what? Minyanim, over here. People have told me that they've been Minyanim, they say Minyanim, they say quietly. Hasidim, maybe say quietly also.
Yom Kippur also say quietly.
And at the end of Yom Kippur. No, so then you can then, you begin with Malachim, you're allowed to say it after Allah. So that's your book, we're 200 at a time, that Kol Kama, that you're not saying it B'derech, the Shvach, or Malachim, Baruch Hashem, Kuna, Al-Sinu, B'erech. You're saying it after the Abach, Al-Atol. In the Haram, you're allowed to say it aloud. And in Kippur, Kappen, also, I don't think it's Derech, the Shvach, you're saying it B'erech, Al-Shilo. But there, we're saying it begin with Yom Kippur. You're saying it with Yom Kippur, Kappen, you're saying it as if you say Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're allowed to say it, Malachim, you're allowed to say it. You wanted to be mamlis for the... I don't know what it was. But as we know, she was definitely not to say that. The Gemara brings down in Tifchov Dalet. Start with the Kishma Batayim, Moishim Batayim. Now Ramah says, "Of all I know, Gukim and Medina Seidu, Mikomachum and Dakim Mechmir Mekah." So the Dakim Moishim says the reason why we're not knowing to do it is because it's Master the Kavan. If somebody that's not Rogel, it's Master the Kavan. But l'chara, somebody that is rugged in the time, somebody knows how to lay in l'chara pastas, it is the best thing to do is to lay in the time. First of all, it slows you down a little bit. Second of all, you say all the words properly. Third of all, you be mafsik at the right places to be mafsik. Because even though we'll see at the beginning of the Sinat HaMachbeis, Afa Pish Mitzvah Adakim Beis Yisrael, Kora Vlai, it could be a Nyotso. However, the Chayim say, the place to say that if you miss a word, or you stop at the wrong, if you make a psik at the wrong spot, that it changes the mashmoy. The marshal that the Shem Azamu gave is when the Tati Matat, when the Tati Yisra, the Tati Chalz, from Zechav HaChalto. Says you change the Mashmoy, it says in Echanami, you're talking about Yitir Chiyus. So maybe if you read the Nei Krishma with the Tanim, then you're, first of all, precious. Very often you get the Shvah Nod and the Shvah Nod also. You say the Tanim, the Ram and the El, you do the right, and you'll be masked in the right places. Okay, that's precious, the best thing to do. The last halacha, Sif Chavol, Yishnoi again Mikra Tzvi Yishma B'chol Rom, Yishnoi again Mikra Balachash. The Mishnah Berurah says, why, where did the Minna come from to... It doesn't really bring down, it brings down the Musig, the Eli Rav brings down, the Achronim bring down, where did this Minna come from to say Balachash? So someone shouldn't hear you saying Tzvi Yishma and think to be Yitzhi with your Tzvi. And that doesn't work. Shalos, why does it not work? Because we know that a person can be made to somebody else. It's past most of the Brachas, but the Muslim, why does it work by Kriya Shema? The Makor is the Maram al Shakir, and really the Ritzvah in the beginning of Tainus, Tafkim al Maral, says the same thing. It says in the third of a Dibayat Abom, they call it, everybody has to be, have the Dibur. But Dibayat Abom, every single person has to have an Igna Dibur, and you can't be Yitzhi with somebody else. The Washing Yishalmi is the Shinantum, that Shiei Kol Echad Echad Shein Abitiv. Every person has to be Shein Abitiv. However, Makor, this Joshua is only. Even if it's Josh, it's not Makhav with the evidence, her Pasha is only in Asmachav, because the Ritva over there in Mufa says that when there's 10 people and somebody's in your Bakhti, you could be made to the in your Bakhti. And her, if it's Josh, before it's Josh in the cross, then her, you wouldn't be able to be made to the in your Bakhti. And maybe the Shas of Chak, somebody that can't speak, they say, somebody has had a surgery, somebody, whatever it is, they came here, the best thing to do is to be Yitzhi with somebody else. The Avodrom gives a different time. Just because he says that everybody should not have the pasuk with some of them. There's a chiv for every single person to be makabal of Shemayim Vatsman. You can't be yaitu. It's like a mutzah shabagufa. Somebody, he can't put on tefillin for you. You can't be makabal of Shemayim for you.
Huh?
Yes, you know. My difference is that. Abayashu. Anachalam? That would work. The problem is if we're going by somebody that doesn't know how to tishma. Going with somebody that can't speak or he's in a baki, doesn't know Shema b'chol. If there's such a material, since there's some base, Pashas have been doing this before. So we'll see. That's what Mishnah Berurah says at the end. Mishnah Berurah says at the end of the day that Pashas, it does work. You could be Yeter. Most Achrayim go that it does work to be Yeter with somebody else, even Shrei B'Shat Al-Khak, even if it's not that a person to talk. It says, Marei Vachrayim is serving the Yeter B'Zeh. Va'odav Zemi here, the hero of Al-Kadibur Dami, Vashenkim B'Zeh, the Shemei Akarina. But he brings down the list of it, he says, that's Dach if you're Maven B'Lashem. And you have to think of it, you have to be Mechavim to what he's saying. Hagam, that's the rest of the Shema. Generally by Shema, you don't have to be Mechavim. Chilu, you're supposed to be Mechavim. But if you weren't Mechavim to what you're saying, you're Yeter Chiv, aside from the first Pasuk, however over here, if you're Yeter with somebody else, you have to be Mechavim to everything that he's saying. And without being Mechavim, the Chavim Pasuk much more, it's all it is, and you're not Yeter. This week, it's a short week, but Samach Beis, Samach Gimel, Samach Dal, Chol HaPachas. And if you can do Samach Chol, I'll tell you my name. Samach Beis, Samach Gimel, Samach Dal. What is the short week?